Here's your Big Rapids Daily News Podcast for March 26th, 2018. Many tenants of a Reed City apartment complex are without a home this morning following an apartment fire at the Crossroads Apartments on Sunday. Investigators say they got the call about the blaze just before 6 a.m. Sunday morning. There were no injuries. Everyone made it out safe. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. After months-long drug investigation by the Central Michigan Enforcement Team, three Big Rapids men are behind bars on various cocaine charges. 45-year-old LaShawn Lee Gidron is charged with one count of delivery of less than 50 grams of cocaine. According to court documents, that charge stems from an alleged incident on October 17th in Big Rapids. Gidron has a second drug case against him from an alleged incident a week later. 47-year-old Terrence Wayne Wright has four cases against him related to CNET's investigation. The third suspect, 46-year-old Steve Jr. Donnelly, faces one charge of conspiracy to commit possession with intent to deliver cocaine on school or library property. His bond was set at $175,000. Investors in Michigan will be watching Wall Street today. The stock market is coming off its worst week in 2 years and its lowest that it's been in 5 months. Analysts say it's a tug of war between the Federal Reserve balancing strong earnings and economic growth with slowing sales, tariffs, and a potential trade war. It's a day that many beer lovers look forward to. Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo will be releasing this year's Oberon today. Fans of the specialty beer will be headed to bars and party stores searching for the beverage. Bell's founder Larry Bell calls it one of the two national holidays in Michigan, along with the start of the firearm deer hunting season. And that's your Big Rapids Daily News Podcast for Monday, March 26th.